name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. In the Gospel today, James and John come to Christ and ask Him for a favor. They said, "Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in your glory." It seemed like a reasonable request to them. They were His disciples. They were following Him. They believed Him to be the Lord of all. And it seemed logical that He would grant them and those who were closest to Him a place of honor and authority when He became king. Now, when the other 10 disciples heard about this, they became somewhat upset, partially for James and John asking for favors. And what was Christ's response? He said that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over the people they rule. They exercise authority over them. But that's not the way it is in the kingdom of heaven. He said, "Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all." What are we to learn from this episode with the disciples and Christ? Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Now, it's not bad to desire to be great in the kingdom of God as long as you understand what godly greatness means, to serve others. This was somewhat opposite to what they expected to hear. Christ went on to say about Himself, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." Now, assume for a moment that you're living prior to when Christ came, and you don't know what you know now about Christ. And what would you think of it if you were told that God was going to come and visit His creation? He was going to take the form of a man so we could see Him and hear Him. We could touch Him. We could interact with Him. Okay? God, the creator of the universe and all that is in it, is coming to earth to visit us. And He's going to be with us for a while. And if He takes the form of a man, gosh, He'll be the greatest man who ever lived. He'll be the most splendid king ever. He'll certainly expect everyone to serve Him. What did God actually do? Today Jesus said, as He was sent by His Father, He said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." He came to serve us. Now, this is quite a different picture than the world would think. Something that is holy is not of this world. The world says that those who are great get there by rising up above others around them. They become privileged. They become powerful. However, in the kingdom of God, those that are greatest are those who serve the most. This concept is not of this world. It is holy. So as we're going through Lent, let us focus on serving others. Where should you start? The best place is right there in our home. In fact, that's currently where most of us are right now. Those of you who are married, consider your spouse. Think of how you can serve her or him. Instead of thinking of how you want your spouse to serve you, think the other way around. With holiness in our marriages, we learn to serve each other. What about sons and daughters? Well, they're supposed to obey, aren't they? Well, it's true of our children, but if you want to be the greatest parents, serve your children. Set an example to your children worthy of respect. Spend time with them. Talk with them. Listen to them. Try to understand them and serve them. On the other hand, children, consider how you can serve your parents. Do you want to be great? Learn to serve in your home. Begin by thinking how you can serve best in the house, helping out. What can you do? What can you do to help your mother and your father in your home? The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. What about those with jobs? besides just, quote, doing the job, consider how you can serve those you work with, even if you're working from home. How can you help each other through your work contacts, even if it's virtually or through email? How can you bring some grace and mercy into their lives by the way you interact and respond? What about the church? How can you serve better in God's kingdom? Well, we all know that the liturgy is the work of the people of God. You are needed to participate in the worship of our God, even in your home. Or perhaps I should especially say right now, especially in your home. St. John Chrysostom instructed his listeners to take what they hear at church and teach it at home. In one of his sermons, he said, "Turn your house into a church. You are, in fact, even responsible for the salvation both of the children and of the servants. Just as we are accountable for you, so too each of you is accountable for your servant, your wife, your child." Turn your house into a church. This past Friday night, I experienced this in a new way. For the first time, as I watched the Octus live stream from our church to the TV in my house. And even though the video paused some and buffered a little, the audio was clear and constant most of the time, I found myself just being drawn in to that live broadcast. Or if you watch it later, you can experience the same thing, being drawn into worship as if you were here, crossing myself, singing, responding as I normally would. It was a great blessing. And this is what I will now be doing through this period of time of the virus crisis, for this is probably the last time I'll be here at the altar for a while. To honor the guidelines, we need to follow and stay at home. There will still be literally a handful doing the service for all of our benefit. This is an opportunity for us all to think of new ways we can continue our devotion and our service to the Lord at our home and in our families. Today we also honor St. Mary of Egypt, a great example of repentance and devotion to God. She went years without taking the Eucharist because of her circumstances in the desert. But her love and dedication to God remained firm throughout all of her trials. And she did ultimately get to take the Eucharist. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Remember when Christ washed his disciples' feet? He said to them, "I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." We're to wash one another's feet, to serve one another. So contrary to the worldly way of thinking, a way that says when you are great, you get others to do things for you, we have instead an otherworldly way of thinking, a holy way, a way of service. Christ said, "Whoever desires to be great among you shall be your servant." This Lent, become great in the kingdom of God. Become a servant. Serve others. Serve your spouse. Serve your children. Serve your parents. Serve in your work. And worship the Lord, especially in your home. Serve, and you will be great in the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.